Okay. This thing about I used, what we learned brachas in the yeshiva, not this time, which is Tavshin Samaches, but the last time, which is Tavshin Mem Hei. It took us 23 years. I remember Karas Mesechus Brachas. I used to see. This is Tavshin Mem Hei.
So you decided on Sefer for next year?
No. It's supposed to be meeting next week. The collapse is going to fall me. Come on. We have to wait till after the Sforum so ends, so there's no one have any extra advantage. So this, well, not only did I bring a Gemara this time, I also brought a couple of things which might be of interest to you. We were discussing last time the issue of Tosis, of Beis, and Aleph, where Tosis, in the opinion of the Ri, tells us that not like Rashi, that the main Kriya Shema is the Kriya Shema that you say when you go to sleep at night. No. Not like Rabbi Natan, that the followed opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that Plag HaMincha is the cutoff point. No. But his own opinion, that we follow the Amoroim that we discovered last week and have Beis and Beis that go against the Mishnah. True, the Mishnah says you have to have Kriya Shema Shalayla after Tetzach Chavim, but we don't follow the Mishnah. We once in a while we follow a Brisa against the Mishnah. It's not so common, but you know, when you're in a pinch, and there were people who were in a pinch, they couldn't wait so long. So I want to just give you, just to show you, see, most of you have the big Gemaras. I want to show you something incredible in the back about how people in a pinch, what they're going to do. The Rif all the way in the back. This is an incredible thing. The very first page of Shas, it's mind-boggling. The Riva in the bottom. It's page Aleph Amud Aleph. Yeah, you have the Riva in the back? Oh, okay. Let me see your mouth. Sure. It's on top of Ben Yon. Ben Yon is a super comic.
It's not all the way in the back.
Right. Well, okay. No, you mean you have Zeroyim or something behind that? Okay. The very bottom, it says as follows. The Ravid, the next to the last line in the first column. Aval zei chom lismok. Shaminik hoyolehem shi korin also bebesek neses. Kodem zmana im bichoseh. You know why? Bishul am shebesodos. People, they had farmers, you know. They were Thai people. They would work the whole day in the fields. Shi boil the batei on the erev. Behemia Afim. They were very tired. Ukadesh lo yochlu koron Kriyashma tefillah, which we'll get to, I hope, later today. You're not supposed to eat before Kriyashma and davening Ma'ariv. V'ulai mitoch ayefusam yishnu v'yafsidu akriya v'atefillah. They had a whole day of work in the sun. If you would postpone Ma'ariv to late, what's going to happen? They're going to fall asleep, and they won't daven Kriyashma, they won't say Kriyashma without Ma'ariv at all. So what do? Amazing. Hitkinu shiu koronu mispalim v'lo yetzu yidei malchus shamayim reikom. He says it's not really Shema, it's too early. The Ravid is saying that the takana of the Klai Yisrael was knowing was they were davening too early. V'akol bebrochas, and even though it was a bashal brocha levatol, it didn't matter. K'dei sheyisvichu gula l'tfila. Mikol makom, hachacham shebehem, the frumayin, those who knew the score, Yotzim de chavasim bebrachas shel Krishma, ayve de Krishma lo yotzu, the koron also al mitosam lates de chavasim al davet and asam kibushan. This is like long lines of Rashi, but he throws in an incredible thing that the impact of reality on the Bali Halacha. They're afraid if they're going to fall asleep, so they made the daven too early for that reason. It's incredible. I just want to show you that.
You say that's what occurred at the time of Brisa.
It's not completely clear whether that happened at the time of the Brisa or it happened now, but I get the impression we haven't seen the Brisa yet, and Avdalit, but that's what I think it's referring to. That's what they did then. They daven, they knew it was too early, but you know, no choice. This is a broader message over here, that halachists have to sometimes squeeze themselves into small places and twist themselves into pretzels because of the exigencies and the realities out there. So if someone else gives up soccer, say, he's upset. I'm a Derenisher. He's trying to help people out. The writer on the first page in Shas, that was the meaning of Krishma, which goes back according to likely to a Brisa, telling you to do it at the wrong time because of what's called Amsha Basadas, the Hamon Am. And they really weren't Yotze. The Amcha wasn't Yotze, but at least they were Yotze Kabbal Sunam Shemaim. It was like an Erzatz. I don't use that, it's too strong of a word, but that's what it was. It reminds you sometimes people have, in some of these nursing homes, they make an early Seder. Early saying it's the wrong time. It's wrong, should be wrong. But you know, we can't do it with Chas Shalom in our own houses. But if a person, older people, just say, "Mitochai Yefusam," some older people, these are very old, they can't stay up past 6 o'clock, whatever it may be, 8 o'clock. So they're going to make them this kind of a something or other, which is, doesn't have really mean, doesn't have real halachic meaning in the strictest sense. But no, this may be somewhat of a precedent for that. You know, you can't be, you shouldn't be judged, John's quick to throw stones. You know, we want to do our own thing at the proper times. It's one thing. But you understand there's a precedent from the first page in the Rabbit, people doing things which are really not right, but because it's, they don't find a better alternative. I think that's a very, it's a broader message over here. So I wanted to share that with you. But going back, I mentioned it last time, it was unclear in the re what exactly his cutoff point was. And we started talking about what, the cutoff point might really be. So I wanted to share with you an idea which is, since I like to bring new stuff, is something which is called a cold svi, which the kol puts out, the kol elyon as I call it. And this is something about, it was on Pesachim. And I have a piece here called Zmane Korbanos Utfilos. And I spoke about this very tosis. I mean, why should you not be privy to what I wrote? It's interesting. There is an opinion which maintains that the Rishita is that Zman Kriyashma begins, doesn't say exactly when, Zman Kriyashma begins with Shkia. We never know what the Re said. The Re just said that Kriyashma Shel Beis HaKnesses is Iker. We daven Marv early because we follow those Tanoim. Mishah Shekidesh Hayom. Now what is Mishah Shekidesh Hayom? We don't know exactly when that is. Let's take a look. We saw this last week on Beis and Beis, when the Gemara has different opinions as to when Zman Kriyashma begins, different than the Mishnah. Let's take a look towards the bottom, the two-thirds down. Mishah Shekidesh Hayom Ba'arvei Shabbosos. That's a Gemara. But nowhere does it say what Kiddush Hayom Ba'arvei Shabbosos is. So Moshe and I have the Gemara from, you have the one I had also from, we learned Baruchas in the Shiva 1985. Good. So we have the same source. In the back, they have, only Moshe and I have this one, because this is they have the Rishonim in the back. They have a Rashba. That's why I brought this Gemara, because this has a Rashba in the back. Most of you don't have it, but I always like to have, whenever I speak in Shia, I want to have at least one Talmud should have what I have. There should be a pull over their eyes. So I'm just going to check up on me. The Rashi was actually the first. They only have two things in the back, I think. One Rishon and one Achron. It's before the new stuff. The Rishon is the Rashba. His credentials. And of all the Achronim, they chose my great-grandfather. Plain Shul. So I'm very excited about that one. They have a Rashba, right? Am I right? Rashba, Plain Shul. That's all they have in the back. Yep. And the Rashba, you don't even have his name on top. The Shabba, they have his name. Okay. So in discussing this question, of what does it mean, Mishosha, the other, no, Mishkirish Yom Barbe Shabbosos, so the Rashba tells you what it is. Let's take a look at my sheets on the second page. It's what's called Aleph Med Beis in this edition. See, you have the Rashba? Aleph Med Beis?
Mm-hmm.
It says over here that, the Diddur, Nimtzilim, it's in paragraph, beginning Rabbi Chanina, where he says as follows. B'shoah shekidesh hayom tchilas hashkia. What do you mean tchilas? It's tchilas hashkia means, we discussed this last week, that's the beginning, the first shkia, what we call astronomical sunset. And this astronomical sunset is 4 mil before Tezek Kachab. Some say even 5 is what we saw last week. So it's really early. It's really early. It's very, very early. It's almost as early as Rabbeinu Tam. What do you mean by that? We spoke about it last time. The Rabbeinu Tam was only, according to the, actually the Rashba says it here as well, what's called a shtus mil, 1/6 of a mil before the astronomical sunset. So the machlokas between the uncle and the nephew, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, is a machlokas of 3 or 4 minutes. There's not much time between them. So this is a very early version of what the Ri is saying. Ri doesn't say boo, because we rely on these Tanoim. But doesn't say what these Tanoim said. So one of them is from Mishakidish Hayom Ba'arbe Shabbosos. We don't know what that means. But if you take a look over here again, in the paragraph beginning Rabbi Chanina, where he says as follows, Rabbi Lezer, the Amav, the fourth line, Mishah Shakidish Hayom Sabar, Ubo Hashem Es Bias Shimsho, the Hainu Tchilas Shkia. And why is that called Mishah Shekidesh Hayom Ba'arvei Shabbos. Why is it called that? That's not mandatory Shabbos. That's the earliest you can make Shabbos. According to these, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, which follows what we call the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, the earliest you can bring in Shabbos is the astronomical sunset. The Ramban explains, you're going to bring in Shabbos and the sun is still shining. That's ridiculous. Because we all bring Shabbos and the sun is still shining. You wait till 1 minute after that, it's an Issur D'oraisa of Shabbos proper. Rabbeinu Tam is much later time, so the earliest time he could bring in Shabbos was when the sun sinks beneath the horizon. That's what it means. And I just want to share to prove that I'm right. Three quarters down that paragraph, he quotes Rav Haigon, and it starts the further along Rabbi Haigon. The Shah Shakidish Ayam Betchilas Shkia, the Hainu Bia Shimsho, Diem came, Lo Nefaresh Shakidish Me'atzmo, which I would have learned. Kidish Ayam Barbe Shabbosis, I would have learned it to mean when Shabbos comes in willy nilly, like it or not, which would be according to this opinion of Rabbi Natan, what we call Shkia Shnia. Because he's pointed out there's like almost an hour between the two, which is, as it's quoted explicitly in Shulchan Aruch and in Hilchos Shabbos, Ratzo you make it all Shabbos, Ratzo you make it some of it Shabbos, you have an hour which you make as much Tosefos as you want. That's what I would have learned, but the Rosh Bar rejects that. Why? If Kelo Nefarish HaKiddush Matzah Shkia Shniyah, Ela Sheroyal HaKadosh, Shuzman HaRoyal HaTosefos Kodesh Menachol, which is astronomical sunset. So there are those who understand. This is the Rashi, the Farish. They put two and two together. The Reed said you follow what? The time of these Tanam and Avbeis. The Rashba says the earliest Tanam and Avbeis just about is astronomical sunset. Says the Reed, that's what we rely upon. Astronomical sunset. Even astronomical sunset has not much halachic meaning in general. Yes, it's the earliest time for Tosefet Shabbos. There's a little bit of a difficulty in the Ramban. Is it Plaga Mincha? Is it sunset? The two are only 3-4 minutes apart, but still there is, which every minute counts. But in any event, that's the time, and that's how the Achrona that I quote over here in my little mimer say that the assumption is that, although he doesn't spell it out, that this cutoff time is what's called astronomical sunset. That's how we answer the question of time to disaster. Now it's very good. You can daven mincha. The Reed follows us. You daven mincha until astronomical sunset. Do you see? You get Kol Torah from TABC?
Yeah.
Last week's edition, like someone gives it to me every week, there's a blurb on the back page, a square box. Mincha halacha corner, mincha after the shkia. Yeah. He basically says you shouldn't do it. He quotes others who have a linear view. So the Reed does what we do. The cutoff point is astronomical sunset. Except for us, it has to be the cutoff point because for us, that's when the day ends. A minute later, you're Michal Shabbos. But the Re, although he has another hour to do work on Erev Shabbos, nonetheless establishes the Shkia Shnia Shkia Rishona as the halachic cutoff point. Until then, you can daven Marv Mincha. Beyond that, you can daven Marv and say Shema. That's how the Yachronim say, putting together the Re, who just makes a general reference to the Tanoim of Mishar Shekidish Hayom, doesn't tell you what that means. They put it together with the Rashba, and the Rashba says it means the first sunset, what we call sunset. So that's the cutoff point. So now we have three cutoff points. The simple shot in the Mishnah is Tzeis, whatever that means. The Rabbeinu Tam says Plaga Mincha. And the Re, who said that he followed the Tanoim of Amud Beis, according to the way some Achronim understand it, it means a Shkia Rishona, which is what the Rashi said. We just read the Rashi, put two and two together. The problem is as follows. The problem is the Tur writes as follows. And I'll read you the quote of the Tur. He quotes the Re and says, when we call a kam gam le pirish ri, ein le maher le krosa kol kach mi bod yom kodem tezer lechav. You shouldn't read it too early. Why? Ki davar muat is a small amount of time bein tanoi de masnisin, which means tezer lechavim, u bein tanoi de braisa, u se mishash akidish ayom. Davar muat. Davar muat. It's at minimum 72 minutes, maybe 90. We don't want to the longest year. You call that a davar muat? So what is the Torah talking about? It doesn't add up. The Torah presumably had a Kabbalah that the Re was not like the Rashba. So what does it mean? So the Bach explains, as it is commentary on the Torah, so in Reish Lamed Hei, that the Torah must mean, Pshat in the Re, is that you read Shema not from not like the opinion which the Rashba accepted, like the opinion the Rashba rejected. It's not Mishash Kiddush Hayom voluntarily. It's the Shash Kiddush Hayom in a mandatory sense. What is that? Not Shkia Rishona, but Shkia Shnia. Shkia Shnia, which he says only 3/4 of a mil before Tzeis. That could be called a Dava Mu'at. Whether it be 13 and a half minutes or 19 minutes, or whatever, still relatively Dava Mu'at. He's saying, you know, we don't want a case, I'll give you a finger, you take a hand. We'll let you go before Tzeis, you go all the way back to the first Shkia. So the Torah cautions against that. Because the Torah understood, not like the Rashba, that Shosh Akita Shel means voluntarily, namely as the first astronomical sunset. Rather, it means when Shkita Shiyom, against your will, whether you like it or not, which is it's called the Shkia Shnia. This would be a different possible cutoff point. This is an interesting thing. Fine. Fine. This is an important tour. This is very, very important. There's another cutoff point. According to this understanding, the Ri's cutoff point is not Shkia Rishona, not Rabbi Natan's Plaga Mincha. But rather what? Believe it or not, Shkia Shnia. Till then you can daven Mincha, and beyond that, you can daven Marv. There has to be a cutoff point. And I believe that the Mogan Aram already says this, the classical Perush. And I read you what he says. Achshav Nogin L'Spal Al Minchu Marv Smuchin Zeh L'Zeh. Oh, right away someone say, oh, Tata Nesashi, against what I said last week, right? Tata Nesashi is okay. Patience. He sovereign Kirabona, not Rabbi Yudah. We don't follow up the Rabbeinu Tam's plot. We don't go with that anymore in Nogan Avraham's time. That was in the olden days. We don't follow that anymore. This is what he says. Umashim spal and arv is kodam alayla. We don't wait till tzeis. Hayna b'nei hadochak shetorach ulesof atzibur sheinis. It's hard to get people to come again. V'cheni b'tur simin reish lamehei. What that means is ideally a person should say Marav after Tzeis because of the Mishnah, the Poshup Shah. They couldn't wait that long, so they daven Marav as soon as the end of Mincha, which is what? Shkia Shnia. They saved themselves 13 and a half minutes or something. You just couldn't wait that long. But there was not a contradiction, not a tar to the Sasri. So again, I wanted to bring this out to you that there's a dispute what the Ri means. Did he mean like the Rashba, which is what some Achronim say? But the Torah does not give that impression. I have to give favor to the Torah. The Torah is a Rishon. He was lived closer to the Ri. He must know what the Ri is talking about. Those who disagree with me.
So why is it not tarta d'sasra?
Because there's a cutoff in between. There has to be a halacha cutoff in between.
So
what is a halacha cutoff in between? Either plaga mincha, according which the Gemara has to aviyat tarta d'sasra ad nafchav, or ad ha erev. What does the erev mean? Pashas means tesek
achavim.
But we already pointed out that for ourselves. The we daven mincha before shkia, we daven marav right after shkia. Remember, that's my idea. I mean, I don't want to go to the plan shua, even though we have him in the back. That the plan shua, who I think I told you this a few weeks ago, plan shua asked the question, why can't you daven marav as early as 12:30 in the afternoon? After all, if tefilas marav is kenegad the evarim of pedorim of the talmud shel ben abayim, that's good at 12:30 in the afternoon. And he suggests, believe it or not, yes. You can have a marav at 12:30 in the afternoon. I talk about a mincha marav minyan. You know, 12:30 mincha marav. You know, that mincha.
So according to him, would you be able to have a marav then mincha?
I don't know. I doubt that. But the reason we reject it, I mean, it's my grandfather. The reason no one in the world accepts the Pnei Yeshua is because we believe there cannot be a time when you can daven both mincha and marav. It's impossible. The Mishnah, I think I told you, says Tfilas Arav Ein Lo Keva. We saw that inside. Ein Lo Keva means there's no set time. When is it? When's the time for no other davening? If it's no longer time for Mincha, it's automatically time for Marav. If it's Shachar, it's already out Marav. So you can daven Marav from Shkia until Alos HaShachar, because until Shkia you can daven Mincha, and after Alos can daven Shachar, and that knocks out Marav automatically. It's Ein Lo Keva. It's not determined on its own merits. It's determined on the merits of everything else. That's what we pointed out. In any event, so we. If assuming that you can daven mincha until shkia shnia, which makes logical sense, because until then it's varayom according to Rabbeinu Tam. So from that moment on, you can not only daven ma'ariv, but it's even zman krishma, not according to the Mishnah. Oh no, you're 13 and a half minutes too early, or maybe 19 minutes too early, but it's according to the Talmud of the Brisa that we rely upon in this pinch. This is the reason. So there are now four opinions. It's from plag, Shkia Rishona, which some suggest Pshat is in the Reed. Shkia Shnia, which is, I think, the tourist Pshat in the Reed. And, of course, the simple Pshat taste. Let's not forget the Mishnah. We should try, of course, to fulfill the Mishnah whenever possible. But we know there are other possibilities.
So every sheet is going to say you can daven mincha up until that point?
Up until that point, and then marav thereafter. Just want to refresh your memories on that, just because I see they're looking at me a little quizzically. The Mordechai Simon Tzadi. This is very important to know, because people accuse us, our circles, we get looked at askance by some circles. What? How many dare you daven marav too early? Before tzeis, it's a time to disaster. The Mishnah Berurah even has some ruins about that, but it's not so. And the source is in the Mordechai, you have it, it's right behind the Rif, Simon Tzadi, it's page Mem Zayin. The same number of system we were in before, but the page Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin. Amar Aleph, column 1, towards the bottom, where there's a little tzadi there. Okay, this is an important point. We're going to see the last three lines. The kevan for nagu ha'olam the spal mincha im shkia sachama, which means until we think it means for us anyway astronomical sunset. It's possible the truth to tell that the Mordechai meant shkia shnia, which is what the Torah said, maybe, but for us it means shkia rishona. Ein lo l'spal arvis el mishkia sachama va'elach. Since the quote here is from Rav Haigon, Rav Haigon didn't hold for this whole Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Haigon held like the way we hold, like the Vilna Gaon. Gaon, Gaon, right? Rav Haigon is like the Vilna Gaon. I mean, Rav Vilna Gaon is like Rav Haigon. That the cutoff point is the sun sees beneath the horizon. And from that moment, you can dive in Meir. What have to talk to the South Stream? Not a talk to the South Stream. My old Zayn is right. You should have done Meir at 12:30. The minute you can no longer dive in Mincha, that's when you can dive in Meir. That's why I resist that box in Kol Torah that starts making detail, well, maybe in a pinch you could have a mincha after the shkik. Once you say that, you can't have a marav then. I like clear lines. I don't like this business. A clear line. For us, sunset. You blew sunset, don't give me 2 minutes, 9 minutes, 13 minutes. You're ruining it for the marav.
One second, but if that's true, then there's no time to the sunset if you have a mincha before. That clear line, then you have a marav right after.
Exactly.
But you're the one who said you didn't.
No, I like that. What you do here every single day, I like that. Mincha, that's what my shul is every single day. Every day. So you do over here in this corner of the office. Right. It's not in my shul yesterday, today, tomorrow. No, that's fine. Mincha just before Shkia, and my right after Shkia. No, I didn't like the 7 o'clock Erev Shabbos. That's Erev Shabbos, my shul is also the same thing. Mincha before Shkia, my. So in Erev Shabbos, we have Kabbalah Shabbos. I say a little bit of a Dvar Torah. So that's. By the time we daven marav, it's about a half an hour after the shkia, which is we should daven bisman even of the mishnah. Why not? This was where we were running on Friday. We have to daven kabbalah singing anyway, that little dvar Torah anyway. That's on Friday night, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. Not that way. They daven one after the other like you do here in the office. That's fine. Based on this, people look at us. What are you doing? How can you do such a thing? After Ovein Hashemash, this is Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. You have to be machmor on both ends. You can't daven mincha then. You can't daven marav then. It's a no man's. No man's zone, you can't go in there. That's very nice you say that, but you're against Rav Haigon. Because Rav Haigon said, once it's Shkia and you can daven Mincha, you can daven Marv immediately. Mashal b'Shkia sechama yochol espalav ve'afal pi shelo niru hakochovim.
And not say Krishma again.
No, you know. Krishma again is a different story. Rav Haigon's not going into Krishma again. We, because we're Machmirim, will always say, should say all three parashas again. But those who don't, and I'm not a fool, I know that some people don't. So they rely either on Rashi, so the other say Kriya Shema Lamita, or they rely on the Achronim's version of the Ri, which is Shkia Rishona, even though it's not the Torah's version, or the Ron Rabbeinu Tam, Plaga Mincha, which is just a few minutes before, called the Akakash before Shkia. So according to three out of the four opinions that we had, they're okay with the Shema. Actually, according to all four, they're okay, because according to Rashi, it's enough to say the first Parsha at the end. All four opinions are justifying the minik hakadmon. Of course, we live in a 2008, an age of chumras, so we try to tell people to say all three parshas again sometime after it gets dark, or before alamita, or the case may be. But we cannot be critical of those who were doing what they were doing in Europe 800 years ago, and maybe in time of the Gemara called the Raisakum. So yeah, you want to be more machmir, fine, and no one's stopping you. And I would recommend it. I would advocate it. But at the same time, we're not going to sit around and people, make people wait because it's going to kill the minion. But it has to be a cutoff point. No tata disasters. That I don't want. Okay, so that's why I wanted to just read this from this article. And by the way, here also, the Shen Gilgul Golas that we spoke about in the Rush, but the Tata Disaster, so here explained it, the two nafkaminas, one in Tumas Mace, and one in Dine Trefa. I forgot what the other one was. Trefa, like what's kosher and treif. Okay? In Svara, the two go together. It shouldn't be Mekel or Machma with the Tata Disaster, but it's not one case. Two different areas of Halacha. One is Tumas Mace, and one is kashrus. It's completely different. That's comparable, I told you, to what we saw in the Mordechai, which was a possibility of a problem of Tarta Nisasri, not on the same day, but even on different days. Even on different days. That's also an issue. It's a kind of a Tarta Nisasri. So that, what I call the inconsistency, not the internal contradiction. So the inconsistency from one into the next, that can be overcome in a pinch. That, yes, as we do on Friday, for example. Remember, if you want to see, just if you're still in the Mordechai, pay tests, which is the Ovid Kamaravid. So, Aha Samchinan, the Lif Amim, Anu Mispalim Tfilas Amincha, Achar Plag Amincha, Kirabona, Ulif Amim. Ono mispalin tefilas arvus miyad achar plaga mencha kirab Yehuda. Let me be plaga mencha meilech. Lailahu. V'yesh mahandizin. Some criticize this badava. V'shem shenira kishtei kula disasri ahadodi. So contradicting. Because of Rav Yo, we rely upon Rav the tzolish al Shabbos ver of Shabbos. Even this is a problem. It looks like a contradiction from one day to the next. Here we're lenient because of ver of Shabbos and even another kind of a pinch, whatever it may be. But in the same day, that not. I just wanted to point this out. So now we got to go proceed in our discussion to get to Daf Gimel. We've spent enough time on Daf Beis for the moment. But to continue our discussion of the various Zmanim and how we calculate the hours of the day, let's turn to Daf Gimel. We have a very important Gemara. It sounds like it's an Agadat Gemara, but sometimes the Agadat Gemara is our gold mines, and you find such things that they're very, very important. The Gemara tells us that there were three mishmaros. What are the three mishmaros? Remember the night is Atzov Hashmur Rishon. They can say Krishma Kunt Rebbeleza till 10 o'clock at night. And the Gemara tells us halfway down Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara says Kulu Sof Mishmaros Kachoshev. The end of the mishmaros is what? Shlishis. 10 lines above that, Tinok Yonek Mishneimo V'Isha Misaperes Imbala. How do you know when the third mishmar is over, the last mishmar of the night is over? When the baby starts to nurse and the woman's talking to her husband, they're just getting up. Okay? So the Gemara says, V'chi Tema Acharona Lo Tzarich. What do you need the last one for? The last one, you don't need some kind of a funny simon. We know when it's morning, that's when it is. That's what it is. What do you need it for? We know exactly what it is. The night is over. Says the Gemara like this. The Mikri Krishma, Leman de Goni Bebayis Ofel, Velo Yodos Ma Krishma Emas. If he's outdoors in the good old days, you look outside, you find whatever phenomenon you're looking for. They live with the sun. You know? They live that way. But if you're in a dark house with no windows, and you want to know it's time to say Krishma, once you hear Kevin, the Isha, Misaperis, and Bala, Vitina, Gona, Mishnaimo, Lekum Velikri. Get up and read the Shema. And the question is, what time is that? This is a critical question. Says Tosfos, Leman Gugonim Bebayis Ofel. V'yim Toma. V'alo Rav Elezer Boy on the Testament base, Ad Sheyakir Ben Tcheilas Lekarsi B'Kriya Shema Shal Shacharis. Wait a minute. This is Sof Mishmara Achrona. Tosfos is working with an assumption. Sof Mishmar Achrona is Alos HaShachar, the dawn. But in point of fact, you're supposed to wait until when? Mishayakir ben Tchelos Nakais. Now, it's just, we did see that in a pinch, a Yotze from Alos. That was a riff we spoke about a lot of time on. But Lachatchila, get up and read. It's too early. Look at Tosa's answers. Vyeshloma, Mikomako, Kevin the Yoda Mosa Yala Amor HaShachar, based upon this phenomenon of the baby nursing. And the husband and wife talking to each other in bed. Kodam sheyakum v'yizamen atzma. From the time you have to get up, and you have to go to the bathroom, and you have to wash yourself up, and you have to get dressed. Kvar higia oso ace. Let it be time for Mishayake. Wow. How long does it take? I ask you a question. By the time you wake up and your alarm rings till you're ready to say Shema, how long does it take? Give me a number.
10 minutes.
10 minutes? 12 minutes? You know, they had an outhouse, maybe it wasn't as convenient as ours, whatever they had. But they didn't take a shower, that's for sure. They didn't go to the mikvah, I don't think. I don't know what the... This explains why, according to many authorities, the Zman of Misha Yakir is an hour before the sun rises. An hour. An early Zman. Based on this, the Prima Gadim says, I think he said 6 minutes. It only took him 6 minutes to get ready to say Shema. He was quick. So it's a very early Misha Yakir, which is good for the Jews. You know, people say, they're going to move the clock again in a couple of weeks. They're going to be, no, don't panic. Yeah, this version of Misha Yakir, I think it's a truth. 60 minutes, and I happen to think it's 60, go back to my own shita, it's 60 minutes in Yerushalayim in the springtime. But of course, you have to calibrate that to New York, where everything takes longer, everything's longer. So maybe even more than 60 minutes, perhaps. So that's what I think is a real Zman. Although others have much shorter Zman, and they base themselves on empirical evidence. It's hard to know, Misha Yakir, what's Tcheles, what's Love, and what's Karsi. Or as Yerushalmi puts it, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, your friend that's not too good a friend, but not too remote a friend, you recognize him from 4 hours away. Who's that?
Is it possible that there are two types of lines of demarcation Zman was? Mm-hmm. When you say Misha Yakir, it's possible there's a precise time. At this exact minute. When is our question?
Right.
Okay. But when the Gemara says when a husband and wife start talking, when the baby starts nursing,
right,
almost by definition, it's not exactly the same
right.
every day.
Right.
It's an approximate time. This
right.
is when people get
it's,
up
it's
in the
a,
morning.
It's a simon, right.
And that's making it clear that it's not exactly a specific time.
Right. Good.
So Misha Yakir is always going to be a specific time. We just don't know.
Correct. This is a simon for someone who's in a bias awful, has no idea when to say Shema. See, now he has to rely on his approximation.
Oh, no. So then my question is that saying b'diavet, or is that alecha tchila?
Well, he is. Very good. According to our opening shiur, he's going to aim for Misha Yakir till he wakes up, till he goes to the bathroom, till he washes up. If he blows it, worst case scenario, he's ready after Alos HaShachar. And after Alos HaShachar, you're yotze b'diavet. In other words,
you see, according to the way the Gemara says it now, it almost sounds like a lechatchila.
It's lechatchila to do with Mishayaka b'tchelas lekaras. Tosas even suggests over here that Rabbi Lezer is lishitoso, who requires b'tchelas lekaras. And the way we explain, you need b'tchelas love and even b'diyevin. It's not clear Rabbi Lezer's mishmaros are in Hilchos Kriyashma, but it may be so. So he has a very little margin of error. Your question is even a better question. Is his margin of error, the way we said, is much more limited. So if he goes outside, he's blue and green, so he's a margin of error. Maybe he, you know, if he's goofed it a little bit, so it's at least after Mishiyaka ben Tcheles Lelavim, says Yotze B'diyev, the way we explain. But if he's in a dark house, and he's estimating based on the time that the baby nurse and the husband and the wife are talking, if he's off by 5 minutes, he maybe not be Yotze. That's a good question. That's a very good question. I guess, look, you have to say Krishma sometime, and he's... He just makes an estimate and hopes he's not wrong. That's a very good question. But the Vilna Gaon has an entirely different tack over here. This is so critical. This is the first place in Shas where the famous Zmanim of the Gro against the, what we call the Magen Avraham, or Ben Atam, comes to play. And his Perush on Shas, the Vilna Gaon says, you got it all wrong. These Mishmaros are not from Seis HaGochavim until Alos HaShachar, when it's pitch black. Oh no. They're from sunset to sunrise. And that's what it means. The man, the gunner, by yourself, you can't see the sun. You don't know what the sun is. But when you hear these phenomena of the baby nursing and the couple talking, you assume this, it's already time for sunrise. Sunrise. Hey, man, quick. You already blew for seeking. So, you know, sun's rising. Go take Shema immediately. So the Vilna gone from the very same Gemara that Tosfos deduces that the end of the Mishmar is Alos, And therefore, 3 hours later, it's clear in the Gemara, it's 3 hours after Alos, which is what they call the Mogan Avraham's van. It's in the big letters in the Hasidic shuls in Brooklyn, with the Vilna Gaon barely makes it on the tiny on the bottom. But we like the other way around. We have the big letters as the Vilna Gaon's van, because that's how the girl shot over here, that the Mishmaras end when the sun rises. And therefore, the Sob Sman Kriyishma was 3 hours after that. And this is relevant for everything. It's relevant for Sman Kriyishma. That's the most important thing, you know, when we wake up in the morning, right? But it's also relevant for Sob Sman Tfila, you know, coming up soon to Man Bir Chametz, or these kind of things, you know, Sob Sman Achilas Chametz. It's relevant to everything. It's early Sman for Mincha, because Mincha Gedola is a half an hour. What half of what hour? You know, is it Vilna Gaon's hour? Is it the Mogan Avraham's hour? And these new charts have it. And then the difference is they have the latest Zman for the Mogan Avraham. So these things, this is relevant across the board for all the Zman in the world. It starts, well, in part it started on the first Daf and Shas, where they had this 4 or 5 mil, and it goes further in the second Daf and Shas, where the Vilna Gaon fighting with the Bali Atosis as to when the Mishmaras end. It's very, very important to know. It's critical. When you have to get up in the morning? Which means you're davening on Shabbos. So we have a meaning of following the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. That's our opinion. Yeah, where I come from, anyway. Yeah.
What does the Gaon base his opinion on?
The Gaon, well, here he says Pshat, Tosis Pshat is difficult. You have to wait a little longer. It doesn't say you have to wait longer. His Pshat is, no, it means sunrise. The Vilna Gaon, see, there are three different Vilna Gaons. And I think that, let me just summarize, this is a topic of a much longer discussion. I'll give you a 7-minute summary of this whole piece. There are three separate and distinct disputes when you calculate the hours of the day. The most important one we spent so much time talking about already is, when does the day end? According to the Vilna Gaon, it ends when the sun sets beneath the horizon. And according to Rabbi Tam, it ends an hour later. You know, there's always going to be a 3/4 in the middle between them, but a whole different one day. Second question, which is, I think, related both logically and textually, we'll only discuss the logical part now, is how do you calculate the hours of the day? The Vilna Gaon is consistent. It's according to him, the day ends at sunset. Wouldn't it be logical to count the three Mishmaras from sunset to sunrise? Now, it's true, sunrise is not such a halakhically important time for a seeking. Otherwise, the sunrise doesn't mean too much. But okay, but sunset means a lot. And then other time, the Rabbi Natam has 72 minutes after, or 90 minutes after, according to Rabbi Natam, that's the time of Tzeis, the first thing Tzeis Kochavim. According to the Vilna Gaon, no! That's Tzeis Kolak Kochavim. That's only for astronomers in the Sugim Pesachim on that side of Gimel. Nothing to do with the real halacha, which is in Shabbos Daf Lamedal, where it says 3/4 of a mil. So it stands to reason that according to the Vilna Gaon, the day should be counted from sunrise to sunset. Because sunset is a halachically critical time. 72 minutes later is nothing. Right? And although sunrise is not so critical, what? You're going to count from Alos until sunset? Some do that. But that's asymmetrical. If you count from Alos until sunset, Chatzos Hayom is going to be 36 minutes before the astronomical midpoint of the day. That's against the Gemara Pesach. Chatzos, you remember that Gemara? At Chatzos, sun is straight up, and then it starts to tilt, the shades, the shadows tilt. Edom Zomerman, by Pesach, it doesn't work.
Are the others also symmetrical? The Magen Avraham will be symmetrical?
Absolutely.
Rabbeinu Tam also?
Absolutely. So Rabbeinu Tam makes perfect sense why he counts what we call Magen Avraham. Where does he count from? Alos HaShachar, which is the earliest part of the day, to Tzeis HaKachavim, which is Zvar HaLayla. They're each 4 or 5, they'll take a pick, further along the day. So his, on a classical day, if you accept the 72 minutes, so that he's going to be 30, Zman Kriyishma is going to be, every hour of the day is going to be 12 minutes longer. It's a little, it's not so hard to figure out. We have 720 minutes in the day. So every hour, 12 to 720, is 60. If you add 72 at the beginning and 72 at the end, so instead of having 10 72-minute units, what do you have? 12 72-minute units. So the hour is 72 minutes. If the hour is 72 minutes, so by definition, every hour is going to be 12 minutes longer. So if the end of the third hour is going to be 36 minutes earlier, according to the amount of time, and the Mogan Avraham, then according to the Gra, it's many charts say. My personal view is it's 90, I told you. 90, because of the 22 and a half minute mil. I never explained to you fully why it's so, but it's so. If we have time, we'll discuss it at the end. So My view is that if you want to be consistent, you have to fire in a time. It's 45 minutes earlier for the Bogan Rav's man. And then if you're living in New York and it's summertime, add to that. So it's a whole avoider. But I follow the gross, so I'm not, let me worry. I'm not worried. The third dispute, which depends upon this in my opinion, is the duration of the meal. Is the duration of the meal. According to the Vilna Gaon, the meal is 18 minutes. That's how we follow. And according to the time, the meal is, in my opinion, 22 and a half minutes. Where does that come from? Because it says you have 40 meal in the day. But it's unclear in the Masechta Pesachim, what do you mean 40 meal in the day? 40 meal in the day from sunrise to sunset yields you a 40 minute meal. 40 into 7, 20 is 18. Well, no, 40 minutes meal in the day, exclusive of the four on each end. Only 32 meal between sunrise and sunset. Just do a little arithmetic, 32 into 720 is 22 and a half. I think it's all consistent. It's all consistent. And therefore, my understanding is that the what they talk about, the Zmanin, I told you before, a shtus mil, a sixth of a mil, so it sounded like this was 75 minutes before it says, 72 minutes before it says, and that's 3 is 1/6 of 18. A beautiful, simplistic math. I'm sorry to burst the bubble, I don't think it's true. And I'll tell you why I don't think it's true. And we're finished with this year, except for a few mathematics. This week, Kesselgang gets lost. Next week, we'll start Smichas Gulut for the Husug. So 3 minutes of razzle-dazzle math. The problem with the original math is, if the typical day goes from 6 to 6, and you're going to assume Rabbeinu Tam holds 72 minutes, which is what the Olam assumes. So 7:12 is 6. Go back 75 minutes, an hour and a quarter, right? Takes it to 5:57. Exactly 3 minutes before 6. Sounds like, superficially, this is we hit pay dirt. Right? This is exactly a shtus mil. This is exactly the time we're looking for. That's what it looks like. In reality, it won't work. Because this is go back. The Gemara has, for example, I'll show you one more Gemara, Chavavah Mebeis. Let's give a quick look. Chavavah Mebeis. The Gemara, Chavavah Mebeis, towards the bottom, says as follows. Ezo mincha gedola, mi shei shol sumach tzal lemala, veezo mincha ktana, mi teisha shol sumach tzal lemala. The difference between mincha gedola and mincha ktana is what? Is 3 hours. And plaga mincha is the midpoint between mincha ketana and the end of the day. So if you follow this calculation, just a little bit back, follow with me. So you have 7:12, an hour and a quarter before that is what? 5:57. An hour and a quarter before that, 4:42. That would be mincha ketana, right? Okay. When is mincha gedola? 6.5 hours. All right, the hour is 72 minutes. All right, good. 12:36. Since we went from 12:36 to 4:42, we get 3 hours. Not by my math. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
So what was the
number then? No. Everyone says this except for me. It just assumes it just doesn't work.
No one did it.
I don't know. I don't want to be critical. It doesn't work. So what's my pshat? My pshat like this. It goes back to the original understanding. There were those who was discussing the question of how many hours there are in the day. And they were discussing this kind of a day, that kind of a day. And they said that Rabbeinu Tam was 12 hours in the day from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochav. So you're a know-nothing. Any elementary school kid knows that there are 12 hours in the end of the equinox between sunrise and sunset, not between Alos and Tzeis. You were too critical. They knew exactly what they were talking about. Since when is an hour 60 minutes? An hour is 1/12 of the day. The day is long. The hour is long. Now, follow. I'm going to do the real math. It may just go over your head, but listen carefully. If you want to jot it, actually, I brought a copy of my own sefer, not for this minute, but it's here, Siman Bey's in the sefer. I'll leave it here with my Gemara, so if anyone wants to take a peek, we have a few moments, I'll just leave it. Where do you keep all the other Gemara? So you keep it in a pile somewhere? From week to week. Upstairs, you think? Okay, so take this upstairs with you. Good. Shouldn't get lost.
I have them.
Yeah, you have one too. So you have another one. Okay. This is the truth. The hour is not 60 minutes. Bye-bye. The hour is 75 minutes. 75 minutes? because the day starts at 4:30 in the morning, even before Moshe gets up, and the day ends at 7:30 in the evening. That's the real myth. So it's a little arithmetic, that's a 15-hour day, 900 minutes. 900 divided by 12 is 75. The hour is 75 minutes, okay? So start back, don't count the start back from 7:12, from 7:30, okay? Count back an hour and a quarter. What's an hour and a quarter? 75 minutes plus a quarter of 75. That's hard to calculate. 75 plus a quarter of 75, what's a quarter of 75? 18 and three quarters. 18 and three quarters. That's 93 and three quarter minutes before 7:30. Where does that land you? It lands you at 5:56 and a quarter. That's a shtus mil before six. I mean, shtus mil. It's 3 3/4 minutes. We have to stop. Sorry, back. Okay. That was after you. We'll stop in a minute. They're after you, right? They don't have to stop at all. I'm sorry. I just want to finish this question. So 3 3/4 minutes is 1/6 of a meal. Like, take your calculator. What's 3 3/4 times 6?
22 and a half.
Exactly. Figure it out. 22 and a half. That's the real math. So now you go back another hour and a quarter, which is 93 3/4 minutes. It takes to 4:22 and a half. Pretty sure that's the number. And then you go back another 3 hours, but 3 75-minute hours. It would take you to 12:37 and a half on the dot. That's the real math. Okay? So, got rid of the math. I don't feel math anxiety. Next week, we'll discuss the circuit of Smilas Gula Tefillah. In 2 weeks, I'd like to move the shiur to Tuesday, because I'm going to be in Atlanta on Wednesday, speaking of the Caribbean. So, all right. So, just remind me next week to send the emails.